Good?
Yep.
House Energy Technology Committee will now come to order. Would the secretary please take the roll?
Can we just do that thing you did last time?
Representative Skies.
Here.
Representative Heyman.
Here.
Representative Bishop.
Here.
Representative Hertz.
Excused.
Representative Paraguay.
Here.
Representative O'Hara.
Here.
Representative Rosendale.
Present.
Representative McConnell.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Redfield.
Excused.
Representative Morgeau.
Here.
Representative Perry.
Here.
Representative Knutson.
Excused.
Representative Custer.
Here.
Representative Austin Knutson.
Excused.
And Chair Zolnikoff.
Here. All right, last committee meeting again. So much fun that we did this twice. We're going to hear Senate Joint Resolution number 31. Would Senator McNally please open up on her bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Mary McNally. I'm from Senate District 24 in beautiful downtown Billings, and I just picked up quite a cold like 12 hours ago, so this is going to be short and sweet. And I can probably open and close at the same time, but anyway, I'll open and see if anybody shows up. Senate Joint Resolution 31 is about decoupling, and it's a study bill to look at decoupling in Montana. And basically, decoupling is a policy that separates a regulated utility's profits from electric or gas sales. So you're unhooking sales and revenue. And so generally speaking, if you do that sort of a separation, utility revenue is established based on an amount needed to cover costs, like fixed costs, and then the rates are allowed to change with consumption. That's a sort of the 10,000-foot story. There's no one way to decouple. States are trying a variety of approaches. At least 23 states have adopted gas decoupling, and 15 have adopted electric decoupling, and I think it's higher than that. That statistic is a little bit dated. And there have been on and off discussions about this in Montana over the last probably 15 years. And at the moment, I believe it's something that one of the utilities is actually looking at in regards to a small-scale rate case. So the concept is basically here. It's very complicated. It has lots of consequences, some foreseeable, some not. So I attended a workshop last fall up here where it was an all-day workshop done by an outside group with expertise in this, and they were educating the PSC about decoupling and also anybody else who wanted to show up, you know, nerds like me. So I showed up. And it was really interesting, but as I said, very complicated. And at the end of the day, they had a panel where people who were sort of interested in it or opposed to it, local. So, for example, a couple of the utility people were up there as potential proponents or certainly interested in looking at it. The Consumer Council was against it. And some of their concerns are potential impacts, particularly on low-income consumers. And so, it, you know, you could see that there was a lot of interest and a lot of concern. And but it's also pretty much here. And the PSC, I think the PSC believes, and probably rightly so, that they already have the authority to move ahead with this. So because of all that, that's why I brought this bill, and I appreciate you guys hearing it even though it's late. But it's a study bill, because I think the legislature that in general and energy committees in particular need to understand more about this process and what some of the different models look like, because it's coming if it's not already here, and it really affects how we regulate utilities, how rates are determined, and also could have significant benefits or impacts on consumers. So that's all the bill does, is ask for a study on that. So I would appreciate a due pass. I can tell you that coming out of the Senate, out of Senate Energy, was 12 to 1, and out of off the floor on third, it was 38 to 12. if that helps. So be happy to sit down and wait to close or answer any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any proponents, any opponents, any informational witnesses, questions from the committee? Vice Chair Heyman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A question for the spot, the only person in the room. Can you give me an example of, you know, not a long involved example, but currently we pay rates according to how we're billed, and it's upon consumption. And so obviously, if you're going to take gas, increases in the wintertime and decreases in the summer. So could you give me kind of an example of how that might be different under decoupling?
I'll try to give a real simple one, but I'm far from an expert, which is one reason I think we need the study bill. I've just been looking into it a little bit on my own. But so right now, the utility, the revenue depends on a rate, you know, a regulated rate times sales. So instead of having that be the basis for your bill, you'd have to go through a process to figure out what constitutes fixed costs. And those would be across the board probably for, you know, they would be allocated out per consumer. And then in some cases, for example, if you use more, then you get a variable rate based on, it can vary with your consumption. But there is a baseline that is covered. And that's the fixed costs. And one reason, so there weren't any opponents there were never any opponents on this bill. I do know, as I said, that some of the utilities are interested in looking at this. One of the only proponent that came in on the Senate side was one of the renewable energy groups like Northwest Renewables, or I can't think of exactly which one, but because one of the issues, I'm sure you're all familiar with, any time we come up and talk about renewables or net metering, and the issue is, you know, cost shifts and, you know, what's a fixed cost and how does this play in? If you could settle that, if you could figure out what those fixed costs are and how to allocate them, it actually would, some people think it would reduce the resistance to some other forms of generating, because you know, the utility's revenue is no longer dependent totally on sales. They have some fixed basis. So it also tends to incentivize or stop de-incentivizing energy efficiency because, you know, the more, if you want utilities to promote energy efficiency, you're asking them potentially to cut their revenues. So the signals are sort of mixed. The incentives are mixed. And this is one thing that other states have looked at or are playing with as a way to try to realign some of those incentives. So I don't know if that answers your question. But
thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Would the sponsor like to close?
I'm done. But I appreciate people, you hearing it, this late in the session. I thought there were going to be some other energy study bills, but and the other thing I want to mention is that your staff person is actually, she's already done some work on this, and I used a report that she did, I think gave to the interim committee. That was a really good outline on some of this, 5 or 6 pages. So I highly recommend her work. Thank you. I would ask for a do pass.
This closes the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution 31. All right, let's take care of this beast.
All right, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I move Senate Joint Resolution number 31 and recommend a do concur.
As you've heard, Senate Joint Resolution 31 has been moved. Any comments? I will make one or two. This has been lightly discussed in the last few sessions. There was possible legislation being discussed also to on this in this session, although it never happened. And as I've learned, the Public Service Commission probably has the ability to do this already, and one of the utilities is looking at doing this already. So I'm going to throw 100% of my support behind it, because if they're doing it, this sometimes means legislation may have to change, although it may not. But also, we should know what decoupling is and what our state is doing on it. This is complex stuff. It changes the entire or it changes a lot of the incentive or profitability model for the utilities. So this changes the game, basically, and I hope we can know as much about it as possible while it's happening, because sometimes we have to interject ourselves. So with that, that's all I want to say. I'm going to be 100% supportive of it. Further discussion? All right. Question's been called by Vice Chair Skies. Let's do a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Proxies?
All right, Mr. Chair. Representative Alan Redfield votes no by proxy. Representative Austin Knutson votes aye by proxy. And Representative Casey Knutson votes aye by proxy.
It's fitting. All right. Looks like Senate Joint Resolution 31 passes 15-1. Who would like to carry this?
I think you know the most.
That doesn't mean I know much.
You're 100% behind it, so let's.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we got rid of decorum in this committee. I was never a fan anyway. All right, I will carry this piece.
Mr. Chair, I have a couple of notes that would probably help you, so I'll email them to you.
I would appreciate it. Or just hand them to me right when we're done.
Okay.
If you don't mind, give me the folder. All right, I'll be carrying this. Any further comments, discussion? See you guys next week. Just kidding. House Energy Technology is adjourned.